from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trent. Pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Before we go any further, Lamar Jackson last night did something that I hope for his sake he doesn't do really a whole lot of, if any of, if ever again. What is that? Well, he carried the ball 16 times last night. 16 times. He had 122 yards rushing. Everybody wants Lamar Jackson to be the human joystick that he is. That's part of what makes him special. I got it. He's not a tremendous passing quarterback. We have said this for years. I've gone so far before last year to say, hey, you know what? He's not a good one. I thought he took a sizable step forward last year. So I'm not going to say he's not a good one, but he's still not a great one. His legs and his play extension and his play extension ability makes him as special as he is. Not his arm, not his accuracy, not his decision-making all the time. He's not bad at any of those. He's fine. Sometimes he's very good, but sometimes he's also poor on a couple of throws here and there, and we saw that on that final drive. But Lamar Jackson carried the ball not by design, somewhat by necessity, at least, I don't know, seemed like 6-7 times by necessity, because Baltimore's offensive line was ravaged with turnover over the year, something we talked about yesterday, reason why we picked the Kansas City Chiefs, reason why we're skeptical of the Baltimore Ravens, quite honestly. We have them winning the AFC North. We do not have them going to the AFC Championship game and or obviously winning it. But we have them making the playoffs and winning the division. But to me, Lamar Jackson carrying 16 times, even though the numbers are gaudy, the numbers are great from a fantasy perspective, he smashed, I'm sure, every prop bet. Everybody loves to see Lamar Jackson create magic with his legs, right? Man, some of those hits that he took last night, oof, not good. Not good. Especially the one along the sideline, where he got absolutely popped on the shoulder. And for those of you that are going to say, well, so what? So it's not a big deal. He didn't get hurt. Okay, let's keep watching 17 games. Now, he played all 17 last year. So I will give him credit. But it's not like Lamar Jackson does not have an extensive injury history at least in my eyes, where he missed 13 games. 6-1 year, 7 another year, back-to-back years, including a playoff game, to end the year, both years. So I understand how you can say, well, wait a second, you're concerned about nothing. He was healthy last year. Yes, he was healthy last year. He wasn't the year before that, and he wasn't the year before that. And I understand there's all sorts of context. Injuries can happen in the pocket. They can happen on rollouts. They can happen at practice. They can happen at regular season games. Whatever. All I'm telling you is 16 times, by design and by necessity, Lamar Jackson carried the football last night. And not that he's getting popped on every one of those, but he got popped on a few of them. And it's not just one particular hit always. It's the cumulative wear and tear over the course of a long season. That is what I worry about as much as the one-hit-arama type effect. You know, like, again, you can get hit and because you're wearing pads and because you've got a pretty good, strong upper body and because you've trained your body and because Lamar Jackson is experienced and he knows and whatever, maybe he doesn't get hurt. But again, the cumulative wear and tear is something that you can't really account for, number one. And number two, you never, ever, 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 ever know, right, what might happen, especially along the sidelines, where you think you have the ability. Look at Patrick Mahomes last night. He was 5 feet out of bounds, and he got absolutely pummeled. The Ravens had no problem with that no call, I tell you that much. Okay? My point being is, 16 times, way too much. Way too much. It is going to catch up with Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. I'm telling you. Again, I think that's the first time he's done that since like 2020 or something like that. I read that statistic. I'll get the official statistic for you from Mike Garafolo that I read overnight. Here's what I don't want on Sunday or in any game for the Commanders: Jaden Daniels to do anything close to that. And I know it can happen on one play, so it doesn't take 16, but the law of averages say the more you do it, the more chances you have of the big hit, and certainly at the very minimum, the cumulative wear and tear. Like, you should not be rooting in any way, shape, or form for Jaden Daniels to do what Lamar Jackson does on a regular basis and what he did last night. You should not be rooting for that in any way, shape, or form.
We need to get to break, but real quick, I find it amazing that he ran that much, because before the season started, he talked about how he slimmed down specifically because he didn't want to be as physical this season, and by him not having as much weight, it meant that he wasn't going to be able to be as effective in the run game.
It's a good point.
Which is insane.
That's a good point.
And part two, you're talking about cumulative injuries. We have a guy who made it to the playoffs with a very good season in our conference last year that by the time they went to the playoffs, nobody knew if he was even going to play.
And Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts.
Yeah. He was banged up down the stretch as he was the year they went to the Super Bowl, but that's just the point.
He's a very, very physical quarterback, gets to the postseason, gets to the end, and is unable to play.
There you go. 301-230-0980. I want no part of that if I'm Jaden Daniels, Cliff Kingsbury, and the Commanders.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.